SK Telecom announces 1Q 2023 earnings results. On a consolidated basis, SKT posts revenue of 4.372 trillion South Korean won, operating income of 494.8 billion South Korean won, and net income of 302.5 billion South Korean won. SKT accelerates its transformation into an AI company and plans to strengthen cooperation with global AI companies. SKT continues to achieve growth in new business areas. Revenue of the media and enterprise businesses increased by 10.2% and 5.8%, respectively. T-Universe solidifies its position as a leading subscription service in Korea and IFLN generates tangible results in the global market. SK Telecom, NYSE, SKM, hereinafter referred to as SKT, today announced its earnings for the first quarter of 2023 on AKIFRS consolidated basis. Revenue of 4.372 trillion South Korean won, operating income of 494.8 billion South Korean won, and net income of 302.5 billion South Korean won. Compared to the same period last year, SKT's consolidated revenue and operating income increased by 2.2% and 14.4%, respectively, backed by continued growth of its key business areas. The revenue of new business areas such as media and enterprise grew by 10.2% and 5.8%, respectively. Net income grew by 37.3% year-on-year, due to factors including increase in dividend income from the invested companies. On a non-consolidated basis, SKT's revenue rose by 1.3% to stand at 3.117 trillion South Korean won, and its operating income expanded by 16.5% to 415.7 billion South Korean won. SK Broadband's revenue increased by 3.5% to 1.062 trillion South Korean won on the back of higher utilization rate of data centers. Its operating income edged up by 0.1% to 76.1 billion South Korean won. This year, SKT will be making aggressive efforts to shape into an AI company. By leveraging its capabilities in AI service and technology accumulated over many years, the company is driving innovations in five different areas: customer and technology, time and space, AI transformation, AX, for industries, core business model, and ESG- with the strategy of AI to everywhere. In April 2023, the company made a 15 billion South Korean won equity investment in Scatter Lab, a startup known for its Li Luda chatbot, and entered into strategic partnership with the firm. SKT and Scatter Lab will cooperate in diverse AI-related areas, including efforts to evolve into a service that can help relieve a person's loneliness and concerns through close and friendly conversations, and to develop a large language model, LLM, that combines both emotion and knowledge domains. In addition, SKT plans to accelerate its leap forward as an AI company by continuously strengthening cooperation with global AI companies in areas including LLM and AI technology and service. The media business grew significantly, with its revenue increasing by more than 10% to 393.2 billion South Korean won. The overall media business, including content, advertising, and commerce, achieved quantitative growth based on SKT's strength in the fixed and mobile telecommunications market. SKT plans to continue to strengthen its competitiveness in the media business by utilizing AI technologies. The revenue of the enterprise business centered on data center and cloud services increased by 5.8% to 386.2 billion South Korean won. The revenue of data centers and cloud services continued to grow rapidly, up 28.2% and 22.3% respectively. In particular, in the first quarter of this year, SKT achieved the largest number of orders in its AI contact center, AICC, business launched last year. Going forward, the company plans to achieve further growth by leading the AI transformation of industries based on AI technologies and solutions. SKT's subscription service T-Universe has solidified its status as a leading subscription service in Korea, surpassing 1.8 million monthly active users, MAU, in the first quarter. The company's metaverse platform IFLN, which launched in 49 countries last year, also achieved tangible results by attracting more than 10% of MAU from overseas in the first quarter. To further boost the growth of IFLN, SKT introduced IFHome, a service that enables users to create a personalized 3D space, on May 3, 2023, and plans to introduce an economic system such as the in-app payment-based content marketplace in the second half of this year. The fixed and mobile telecommunications business also continued its growth. As of the end of the first quarter, the number of SKT's 5G subscribers stood at 14.15 million, accounting for more than 60% of its total subscribers. In March 2023, SKT took the lead in expanding customers' options by announcing plans to revamp its 5G price plans considering customers' diverse usage patterns and age groups. The company introduced 5G Senior Plan at the end of March and customized 5G Plan in early May. In June, SKT also plans to launch Zero Youth Plan, which offers increased data and special benefits for customers aged between 19 and 34. In the fixed-line market, SK Broadband continued its subscriber growth, achieving the highest net additions of IPTV and broadband subscribers in the market. As of the end of the first quarter, SK Broadband's pay TV subscribers and broadband subscribers stood at 9.4 million and 6.76 million, respectively. We will do our best to ensure that transformation into an AI company will lead to maximization of corporate value and shareholder value, said Kim Jin-won, CFO of SKT. The conference call in regard to SK Telecom's 1Q 2023 earnings results can be heard via SK Telecom's webpage on Wednesday, May 10, from 1500 hours Seoul time. Link.